that super much.
All right.
So, are we
House Committee on Revenue for Monday, June 3rd, 5th, Monday, June 5th, 2017, will come to order. Colleagues, Senate Bill 162 has an amendment that it needs to come, so we don't plan on acting on that today. If for some reason it might it gets here and we're ready, we'll come back to it. So let's open the work session on Senate Bill 701, and we'll hear about that one.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 701 is the annual reconnect bill that connects to a newer version of the Internal Revenue Code. Generally, it's not part of Oregon's rolling reconnect, which ties to the taxable income, but it would affect various definitions in statute, and it updates it from December 31st, 2015 to December 31st, 2016. And there's in the SMS you can see the various types of programs that it will affect. The measure has no revenue impact this time around and also has no fiscal impact.
Thank you. Does this one do what several recent ones have done and make changes to rules involving retirement accounts and that sort of thing?
Yes, Mr. Chair, that's correct. That's one of the programs that's affected by this measure.
So this is one of those that we pretty much need to do in order to keep everyone out of trouble, huh, with the feds.
Sure.
Colleagues, what's your pleasure?
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 701 to the floor with a do-pass recommendation.
Representative Benz moves Senate Bill 701 to the floor with a do-pass recommendation. Discussion? Any objection to the motion?
Chair vote
no. Representative Knows?
No.
Yes. I'm voting yes.
Okay.
Are you sure?
All right.
Yeah.
Any objection to the motion? Seeing none, it's so ordered. I hesitate to offer, but is this one that should go on the consent calendar?
Oh, God. I don't want to carry it. Maybe you should try that and see.
Representative Benz will carry. Thank you, Representative. And we'll close the work session on Senate Bill 701 and open a work session on House Bill 3453.
Thanks.
This is the long-suffering nonprofit lease bill, I think. Yes?
Questions we carry me from your team.
Yes, Mr. Chair. Good afternoon. House Bill 3453, as just a reminder, it's one the committee has heard before, and it's a bill that's making changes to two property tax statutes relating to exempt property. The first one's 307.112 and then 307.166, and it's both it has to do with the exempt property that's being leased. So whether it's being leased from a taxable owner to, say, an exempt nonprofit or exempt from an exempt owner who's leasing it to a subsequent exempt nonprofit as well. And how the property taxes, the benefit of not paying those property taxes, how that inures to the nonprofit organization that is leasing the property. So there's changes in statute to that in 3453.
Yep.
Thank you. Committee, what's your pleasure? Representative Benz?
Sure. I move House Bill 3453 to the floor with a do-pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Benz moves House Bill 3453 to the floor with a do-pass recommendation. Is there a discussion? Representative Knows? Well, we haven't gotten there yet.
No, I have no discussion. Thank you for giving it a second look. I'm glad the assessors were able to give it a second look as well and decide that it was fine.
Yep, thank you. Anything else? Any objections to the motion?
I'll be a no.
Please call the roll. We have at least one no.
Representative Bueller?
No.
Representative Hernandez?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Marsh?
Aye.
Representative Knows?
Yes.
Vice Chair Smith Warner?
Aye.
Vice Chair Benz?
Aye.
Chair Barnhart?
Aye. Representative Smith is excused. The motion, having received the required majority, is adopted, and the bill goes to the floor with a do-pass recommendation. Representative Knows, you volunteered. Will
yes.
you carry?
Yeah,
thank you.
It's my bill. Thank you, Mr.
With
Chair.
That, we'll close the... work session on House Bill 3453, And colleagues will open a work session on House Bill 2830. Chris, give us the rundown and what the point of moving this bill is today.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. The bill, as drafted, includes an increase in corporate tax rates. However, the relating to clause makes the bill desirable in the Joint Committee on Tax Reform.
Thank you. Let me just add briefly to that. The Joint Committee at this point has no vehicles available for its work. This bill relating to state finance would allow the committee to insert revenue raising and also some allocation of that revenue to specific funds, which normally we don't do because our bills relate to revenue and only relating to state finances. The relating clause that's used for other purposes, often budget bills. So that's the point of asking for this, and what I'm hoping for is a motion to move the bill without recommendation to the Joint Tax Revenue Tax Reform Committee. Have I got that close enough? All right. Representative Smith Warner, may we have a motion?
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2830 to the floor with a subsequent referral to the Joint Committee on Tax Reform.
Thank you. Representative Smith Warner moves House Bill 2830 without recommendation to the floor with the request of a subsequent referral to the Joint Committee on Tax Reform. Discussion.
Mr. Chair, a brief recess for the.
Oh, thank you. We will stand at ease. Committee, come back to order, please. Representative Vance.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you for the indulgence in the brief recess. I'll be a no on this, primarily because it seems to me that the work that we are doing in the other committee is incomplete, and sadly, because I think there's a great deal of opportunity there, so I'll be a no.
Thank you. Other discussion? I would simply note that one of the ways you get to more complete is by having a bill in the committee. Call the roll, please. And the motion is on moving this bill to the Joint Committee on Tax Reform.
Is that?
Representative Bueller.
No.
Representative Fernandez.
Aye.
Representative Johnson.
No.
Representative Marsh.
Aye.
Representative Noes.
Yes.
Representative Smith, Vice Chair Smith Warner.
Aye.
Vice Chair Benz.
No.
Chair Barnhart.
Aye. Motion is carried. The bill goes to the Joint Committee on Tax Reform. And we'll close the work session on House Bill 2830. Colleagues, we are meeting tomorrow morning with the with that joint committee. We'll be hearing some more of the projections that the legislative revenue officer has been making on proposals that are coming up before that committee in discussion or information form. Maybe some information on some of the drafts that they're also working on, if he has some ready by that time, for additional drafting. So we'll see you tomorrow morning at 8:30. We will be meeting tomorrow in the afternoon. We have, I think, at least one public hearing and maybe two work sessions, perhaps, for tomorrow. And those should be posted by now. I think they are, aren't they? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I am hoping that we won't be meeting on Wednesday, but I'm not ready to tell you that yet. So stay tuned. Anything else? Thank you so much. And with that, the committee is adjourned.